Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. And look, we all have credit cards. And sometimes you have questions regarding your credit card. And when you do, you want a real person. You want somebody that understands your issues and works with you to resolve them. That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based representatives, U.S.-based, who are available 24/7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. We got Kristen Winfield of the New York Daily News, who covers the Nets for them. He will join us at the bottom of the hour, and obviously, a lot of Nets talk, a lot of Nets questions to ask him about. So we will do that in about 30 minutes. But before we go there, we're going to stick with the NFL. And Rob, of course, the blockbuster trade yesterday. Tyreek Hill, who has just had a fantastic career, 6-time Pro Bowler in his first 6 years in the league, and the fastest man in the NFL, was traded for 5 draft picks to the Miami Dolphins yesterday. That takes Patrick Mahomes' best receiver and biggest deep threat away from him. And so, of course, yesterday there are all types of memes and everything being posted. And on Instagram, someone posted something about the trade, and Keenan Allen commented on the post. And Rob G, tell us what Keenan Allen, the great wide receiver for the L.A. Chargers, said.
That's right. Pro Bowler Keenan Allen saw a graphic that indicated the terms of the trade, commented very simply, "This one's going to expose some people. Glad he out of the division, too. Hashtag respect."
Oh, my.
Now, Rob, I only see two possibilities of who he was talking about. Now, if he hadn't said glad he's out of the division, I would have thrown Hill in there as a possibility. But since he said that, he obviously gave love to Tyreek Hill. I think it's either Patrick Mahomes, obviously, or Tua Tagovailoa. And I think he's calling out one of them. I think you lean more toward Mahomes, but I'm sorry. I can't believe Keenan Allen thinks Patrick Mahomes ain't all that. So that's why I'm throwing out Tua as a possibility.
But I don't think Tua at all is a possibility, because being exposed from what? It's not like he's had great seasons and it was because of somebody. That doesn't even make sense. I mean,
But he's a top pick and he's still early. He's only fifth. He's the fifth pick overall in the draft.
Yeah.
And he's only played 20 games or so, 21 games. So I think it's a real possibility. Like, I think it's a legitimate question this year for him. Does he excel or does he get exposed? I hear what you're saying. Like, he hasn't been to the mountaintop.
Right.
So you wouldn't call him a fraud, but
right,
still, people,
that's what I'm saying.
He still was a high draft pick that I think he could get exposed.
I just think it's more, I mean, and he didn't say Patrick Mahomes. This is just the way I read it, was who's losing somebody. So if you lose that person, now all of a sudden, are you going to be the same quarterback? Are you going to be Superman with a cape? Are you going to make all those plays that you made downfield when you had a great receiver like Tyreek Hill? That's what it came across to me, Chris.
No,
not where
that's fair.
He was
I'm just saying that's probably the most likely scenario. I'm just saying it could be Tua as well. I agree with you that if you had to guess, gun to your head, you're probably guessing Mahomes. But I think it also could be Tua as well. But regardless, here's my question for you. Do you think Mahomes could be exposed? Or let me put it this way, because obviously anything's possible, but will be exposed without Tyreek Hill?
I don't know if you could use the word exposed. Will he be the same? Exposed means he was a fraud. And I don't, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's when I hear the term exposed. Like, you aren't that guy that we thought you were. And it's like the end of Scooby-Doo on this TV theme song Thursday. Chris, what happens at the end of Scooby-Doo all the time?
It's been like 45 years
I know that.
Since I watched
Sam,
Scooby-Doo.
Do you know?
I don't know.
Sam, do you know what happens at the end of Scooby-Doo all the time?
Yeah, the gang always rips the mask off of the person, and it's someone else.
Right. Chris, they always have a mask on.
Right,
and it's like,
you sound like you watched Scooby-Doo like 3 weeks ago.
No, but it was it's like what they call
a
Scooby-Doo ending. You know, it's a Scooby-Doo ending. The guy always has a mask on and they rip it off and they go, "It's Mr. Johnson." You know, like they were thinking it was somebody else.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's being exposed, where you're not, you know, who we thought you were, as Dennis Green would say.
A lot of people, not just Chris Broussard, not just Nick Wright, have said he's, one, got GOAT potential, but two, that a lot of people have said he's the best quarterback in the league. So, I mean, obviously,
I don't think he's still the best quarterback in the league. I think he, this first couple of years.
Well, you didn't think he was last year. Yeah, I still think he's the best quarterback in the league. And obviously, it's debatable. I mean, you got Rodgers. Some people would have Rodgers. Some people would have
Brady.
Mahomes.
Right.
Maybe a couple.
No.
Maybe. I think I would say it was between those two for the most part. But regardless, he's in that discussion. So do you think he could fall off enough where he's just not even in that discussion? You know what I mean? Like, I don't. You know I don't. I have not come off my GOAT potential comments, my Jordan-esque comments. I think he's still going to be great.
But I'll give you credit. You did come off of your Dak Prescott elite comments, so you did watch.
Yeah, I'll come off something.
No, I'm just saying.
I'll come off that.
I'll give you credit.
I've never had a problem saying, no, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, you said you thought Dak was, and then you watched, and the game, the same thing keeps happening.
It wasn't watching. It's just, it's just.
No, I'm saying the same results keep happening.
He hasn't taken that step.
Exactly.
So, I said he was en route to being elite, and he hasn't been there.
He crashed the car. Right.
But you'll never admit it. That's the difference.
No,
you,
I'm a different person.
You're still on Winslevania. Yeah, you still think Carson Wentz is all that.
But there
ain't nothing wrong with admitting, you know, ain't nobody perfect, you know. And Dak, maybe he'll get there. But I'm saying right now he's not looking like he's getting there. But anyway, Patrick Mahomes, Rob, it's a small sample size. But without Tyreek Hill, he's 4-1. He's averaged 347 yards a game, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception with a 103 QB rating. So for those thinking, but I don't know if anybody thinks it's all Tyreek Hill. Heck, maybe Keenan Allen thinks that.
That's a small sample size. That's not a
– Yeah, but it's 5 games. Still, it's a sample size. It's still 5 games. And he's done enough – where, like, he has been a great quarterback. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everybody, I mean, heck, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. You know, Tom Brady put up huge numbers with Randy Moss. Like, a lot of quarterbacks have had great receivers. But I don't think there's any chance he's not going to be, like, still a great quarterback.
The only issue I have is last year when defenses played Tyreek Hill differently and they bracketed him and didn't allow him. You remember that bad stretch that they went through offensively when Tyreek Hill, and Rob G, maybe you could find the numbers. There was like a stretch of 6 games or so, and they were trying to figure out what went on, and that's when Mahomes was a little different. And that'll be, I guess, what people will look at again this year to see. Without a player of that caliber who's a speedster and can stretch the field and make plays downfield, and Mahomes is so great at that, at improvising and stepping out of pressure and, you know what I mean, keeping a play alive, Chris, and then delivering the ball downfield, without a guy like that, will that change Mahomes somewhat? I think that's a fair question.
He'll be a little different. It doesn't mean he's going to be a bum.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's a fair question.
No, he ain't going to be a bum at all. He'll be a little different because you're losing a deep threat like that. Now, we'll see what they get in the draft. But whatever they get in the draft is not going to be Tyreek Hill. Not right away, you know. But that's the funny thing. His last year was supposedly a bad season. And he threw for 37 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 285 yards a game. Like, if that's a bad year, give me that bad year. I mean, dude still was a great quarterback. Now,
that was a bad year for his standards.
I wouldn't even say bad year. I'd say it wasn't one of his best years. I wouldn't say bad
semantics.
Year.
I mean, I don't think
there's a difference between bad and pretty good.
There was a point where he threw an interception 8 straight games, which you could have
that a season?
No, but
that's
a
stretch.
But Chris, for a guy who used to throw 5 or less per season, it was a lot, and I think that's what people saw. That's all is
people
that
saw
was
a great season,
uncharacteristic of Patrick Mahomes, because of what he had done prior to that, he wasn't prone to throw the ball around the field to the other team that often. So it was different.
Yeah, but again, that's not a whole season. They were struggling early, and late in the season, he had like 3 interceptions in the last 8 games or so. So should you take that and say, oh, it was an awesome season because that stretch he was phenomenal? No, I mean, you take the whole 17 games into account, and he didn't have a bad season at all. But he didn't have his typical Patrick Mahomes season. He set the bar so high, but still was a good season. And I think he'll have a good season. you saw, look, they just signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I mean, he's not, you know, a phenomenal receiver, but he's pretty good.
I like him. He's not bad.
Yeah, he's all right. Juju Smith-Schuster.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know.
I like him as like a third, you know, receiver. Like, I think if they still had Hill, he'd have been really nice behind Hill and Mecole Hardman. And I think they're definitely going to get a receiver in the draft. We'll see if it's anybody any good. Rob, I told you this before the show. I would like to see OBJ go there. I would love to see OBJ go there. Now, I think he and Patrick Mahomes would be a great team tandem. I'd like to see him go. I wouldn't mind seeing him go to Tampa either. But wherever he goes, Rob, the money's probably going to be about the same, right? Like, he's going to miss half the season with his knee injury. The money will probably be roughly the same wherever he goes. So it'll be interesting. I mean, he could go back to the Rams. But I think he'll be, you know, would he go to Kansas City? I don't know if he wants to go to Green Bay just because of the town. But obviously you'd be there with Aaron Rodgers. And then Tampa Bay. I could really see Tampa Bay. I mean, we know he admires Brady. That's a sunny, you know, it's a warm weather city. So it'll be interesting. But I think he could help any of these teams. So, but, you know, we'll throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Two things. One, who do you think Keenan Allen was calling out? Was it Mahomes or Tua or somebody else? And two, do you think Patrick Mahomes will be exposed without Tyreek Hill? Your turn to win with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a monopoly tycoon, and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's the iCouple, and if cold candidate calls are not turning into hot hiring leads, then you need Indeed, because Indeed's powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all from one place. Find your next great hire visiting Indeed.com/credit. And speaking of Indeed, the tournament's back in high gear. Be sure to check out the Bracket Challenge standings. I'm second place on FoxSportsRadio.com for Fox Sports Radio's Million Dollar Bracket Challenge powered by Indeed. I got to brag about it now, Rob, because it might not last. We'll see.
But yes, we've seen this before. We've seen this movie before, yes.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Will Patrick Mahomes be exposed without Tyreek Hill?
All right, let's kick it off with Stan in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Stan?
Hey guys, what's going on tonight?
How's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm great. I just want to let you guys know where I'm calling from in Georgia. Have you ever heard of a Coffee High School? Is the school I work at. That's the home of the cheetah. Tyreek was at
right?
High school.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Absolutely. I coach at that high school, and he was one of our guys.
You
so,
coached
yeah. I didn't coach him. I was a middle school football coach, and he played high school, and I didn't coach him in middle school.
Okay, I got
but
you.
Now,
okay.
But now I called. I did radio. I was the radio guy for Coffee High School football at that point. So I called all of his games on Friday nights when he played football in high school.
Yeah, you got some chops there. You
he
sound
must
like
have
you
just
were broadcast.
Been dominant.
Dude, he was so dominant. Listen, Tyreek not only could run that football and catch that football, he could dunk the basketball. There wasn't anything he couldn't do
athletically. Was he a good basketball player? Did he play on the team?
Yeah, he played for our high school. He could shoot the three. And honestly, he's probably 5'8". He may tell you he's 5'9", but he's probably 5'7", 5'8", and he could rack that thing as well. Tyreek was a freak. There's no doubt he's a freak of nature.
All right. So what do you think? Do you think Mahomes will be exposed without him or what?
I think Mahomes is on the way to being exposed the last couple of years.
Wow.
He's going to make a lot of money, and he throws the football pretty good. But we had this debate. I'm actually a PE teacher and a high school coach, so we have this debate all the time with all the guys that work with me. And I've been saying for about 2 or 3 years, there's 12 to 15 guys in the league that if you put them on that Kansas City roster with Kelce, Tyreek, Hardman, whoever, there's 12 or 15 guys that do that same thing Mahomes does. I really believe that. I really believe that he could be replaced easier than people think. He can throw the football a little bit. He's got a good arm. There's no doubt about that. And he's going to make a lot of money. But there's some guys that could step in there and play that position with those weapons. And I think he's going to hurt without Tyreek.
We're going to see. Yeah. I disagree, but we'll find out. The answer will come soon. Yeah. Chris, how many MVP votes does Mahomes have the last 3 years?
I don't know.
Just take a guess. I'm just take a guess.
I don't know. I mean, what's the – he got an MVP. So
no,
if
I'm just asking the last –
10? 5?
2.
Okay.
And? Cody in Pennsylvania. Saying. Cody in Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Yep. Where are you? Pennsylvania's a big state, and I used to live in Wilkes-Barre. So where do you live?
I'm in Allentown.
Yes, Billy Joel sang about Allentown.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Really?
How old are you?
That's a great song by Billy Joel.
You must be like 17.
I know. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah, you're young.
Still young, though. Yeah.
Look it up. Billy Joel is we're living here in Allentown. Go look it up. It's a great song.
Okay, I'm going to check
Frank
it out.
Frank Sinatra sang about New York, too.
That's right.
I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that? You probably didn't.
I know Frank. I know Frank Sinatra.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Cody. What you
all
got?
Right. What you got, man?
I feel like what Keenan Allen was taking a shot at is more so Travis Kelce. Because without that the two high safeties, you know, playing back 20 yards, I think the middle of the field was wide open, and a lot of his big plays was with Tyreek Hill being that decoy.
Well, I do think it's going to be a big effect on Kelce. There's no doubt about it.
I can't imagine him, his focus being on Kelce, though. I don't disagree with Cody, Chris, or you that it'll change how
he meant people. Kelce, but I guess. I think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I just don't think he should take – I don't know why in the world he take a shot at Mahomes.
It's surprising. So. It's definitely surprising. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Good. Doing good. So I think we're definitely going to see a major, major exposure with Patrick Mahomes. I've been saying he's more Brett Favre than most people want to admit. Brett Favre did not have a Kelce. He did not have Tyreek Hill. And on top of that,
was Brett Favre ever exposed? I mean, Brett Favre is one of the best quarterbacks ever. Like, you say that like it's an insult. He's more Brett Favre.
I don't think you're going to put him as a top five guy. I think maybe he'll make top 10 at the end of his career, but I don't think he's going to be a top five guy at the end of his career. I think when you look at his situation, imagine having Gronk and Moss all at the same time for Tom Brady. That's what's been like since Patrick Mahomes has been in the league. You've had the most extreme of the extreme. And then on top of that, you have a top three. I put him with Bill Walsh and whoever the Rams coach was, and like whoever was the guy that invented the greatest show on turf.
It was Mike.
Right,
Martz,
when they were doing it. Right,
Mike Martz
was the offensive coordinator. Yep, right.
Yep. He's up there. He's up there.
Reed is good. There's no doubt.
Yeah. So when I look at Patrick Mahomes, I don't know how can you put him above Peyton Manning? Maybe because he has a physical. Parts, but physical. I mean,
well, his first, like he's, I said, he's young. Done more so far than Peyton Manning. I mean, you know, he doesn't have the two Super Bowls, but I'm talking about in his first 4 years as a starter.
And Peyton Manning has what? How many MVPs? 5?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to look at because it's one guy played a long time.
Right. I'm just saying the start. He's had the best start of his career, maybe in the history of the game. As far as, you know what I mean, a Super Bowl, an MVP, 50 touchdowns in your first year as a starter. Who's done that? I don't think anybody's done that. So that's where, you know, but, you know, he hadn't been as good the last year. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll see. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man, as we said earlier, Kristen Winfield, New York Daily News, coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest covers the Nets of the New York Daily News. He's also the co-host of the Certified Buckets podcast, Christian Winfield. Christian, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Christian.
What's going on? What's going on, fellas? How's everything going?
Hey, we are great, man.
Yes, and we read your work and very proud of you and the work you're doing. I used to work at the Daily News. Chris worked at the New York Times, so we know,
New York area,
and all that, and working for a New York newspaper. So we're proud of you, my man. I just wanted to say that.
I appreciate that, man. I'm actually still out in Memphis right now. You know, the Nets took that L to the Grizzlies. I'm about to go check them out. They're about to play. They're playing the Pacers right now. So we're going to go see what that game's looking like soon. But, yeah, no, it's a blessing, man, just covering the hometown team.
Well, look, let's get right to it. Rob thinks that Kyrie's return to full-time status makes the Nets the favorite in the Eastern Conference. Where are you at on that?
I'm inclined to agree, except for when you see them play against a team like Memphis yesterday. And Memphis doesn't have Ja Morant, but they have a bunch of players who know how to play with each other, who play tough, who play physical, and who shoot threes. And the way they played last night kind of reminds me of what the Nets are going to see in a game, in a matchup against the Heat, or what they're going to see in a matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks. So it's tough to just say, hey, yes, you've got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. That's enough to get you through a series when you've got the defending champs who've been there and done that, when you've got the Heat, who've been playing some good basketball up until recently. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure what duo in the NBA can hold Kevin and Kyrie. I mean, they had 78 last night. I think they had two 50-point games within three games of each other, and that's like the shortest period in between 50-point games ever for any teammate. So it shows you how they can go off and score. But it's about the other players, right? It's about making sure Seth Curry is healthy. Seth Curry has an injury-prone ankle right now. It's about Goran Dragic. Can he fill in when he's got left knee issues, right? It's a bunch of different players.
See, my big thing, too. I get the one nights, but it's still about beating those guys four times in seven. And even last year when we saw Durant almost by himself without Kyrie, with an injured or, you know, skeleton of himself, James Harden, you know what I mean? And still they came within a half an inch of winning that series. That's why I like those two. I think when you look at an arms race, as you talked about, their numbers, we'll see. But I do like them.
I agree with you. Let me tell you this. I've been around for a little while now. I've got to cover a couple of different teams. Kevin Durant is easily the best player I've ever had to cover. I mean, he can hit any shot. He gets to any point on the floor. He's talking trash to everybody on the floor, from the guy who's guarding him to the guys on the bench, and he's backing it up. And, yeah, if you have Kevin Durant on the floor, I think that your chances of winning are significantly high. But at the end of the day, you still need those other guys to be on the same page. The Nets have had somewhere near 40 different starting lineups this season, right? And that's because of COVID. That's because of injuries. I mean, you had Durant going out in the middle of the season. Kyrie can't play home games up until now. And you've still got a wild card in Ben Simmons. How does he fit in if he's able to get through this back injury? There's a lot of variables, and I think that's where the Nets are a little prone to losing in a series. But if you've got time to build that chemistry, you've got 10 more games this season, and you've got KD and Kyrie out there the entire season, the entire playoffs, I think you've got a shot for sure.
Christian, we saw the Nets go to Philly a couple weeks ago, and I thought the Nets took it personal. You saw Durant getting in Joel Embiid's face, and I thought Kyrie played one of the best defensive games of his career. Like, he went at James Harden, got in his chest, picked him up 94 feet a few times, and it looked to me like Harden didn't want that smoke. What is the history between – we saw some – there was some false reporting out there about those two going at it in practice and stuff, but was there any tension between those two, and – Any hard feelings or anything like that?
Well, here's one thing, right? I was at the game before it started, obviously, and Kevin comes onto the floor to warm up, and then James comes onto the floor at the same time, and they're warming up together. Kevin never looked in his direction. He never said anything to him. He just walked off the floor. And then you saw the game that they had. I mean, that was one of the most focused games we've seen from the Nets altogether. Yeah. And, yeah, you could say that these guys took it personally. Even if they say otherwise, these guys aren't going to tell us that they took it personally. But imagine you've got James Harden here last year, and like you said, you're a half an inch away from beating the Bucks in the second round of the playoffs, and then he just ups and leaves in the middle of the season to go to Philly, who's a direct competitor, right? Yeah, right. There's definitely a sour taste in these guys' mouths, but you know, when you're able to come out and have the type of performance against them that they were able to have, I mean, they shut James Harden down and they really took advantage of them. Wins like that substantiate the claims that the Nets are championship favorites, right? But losses to a team without Ja Morant and you've got Kevin and Kyrie on the floor, that kind of gives you some second guesses. But to answer your question, yeah, I want to see the Sixers and Nets match up in the second round of the playoffs or whatever yes. round of the playoffs. That would be my CT.
We deserve that. We all deserve that.
No doubt. And we know you covered the Nets. Just in New York, I mean, people were so excited about the Knicks last year.
And
what a meltdown and how bad it's been. And Julius Randle, you know, just like the vibe of basketball talk in New York. Are people disgusted at the Knicks?
Well, let me tell you what happened with the Knicks, right? Number one, the fourth seed last year, maybe we don't call it a fluke, but they overachieved, right? So when you yes. overachieve, you've got to overcompensate in free agency for what you didn't have last year. Evan Fournier, past his prime, Kemba Walker, Alec Burks, that doesn't get the job done. So I didn't believe that the Knicks were as good as having the fourth seed last year. And then on top of that, you watched Derrick Rose go out, and now you've got Julius Randle playing point guard. And that doesn't work. You've got Alec Burks playing point guard. That doesn't work. The Knicks need to get a full-time point guard of the future, right? That's why a lot of people are saying they need to find a way to trade Julius Randle for De'Aaron Fox. But I think that went out the window when the Kings went and got Domantas Sabonis. So I think objective number one for them needs to be getting a point guard. Now, this season, I mean, it's tough, right, to go from fourth to where they're now, 12th. That's an abomination for anybody. But I think you kind of have to be a little bit realistic, especially once you had Derrick Rose go down. Kemba can't play all these games. The Knicks need to build around R.J. Barrett because he's proving himself to be a star. But the fourth seed last year was a fluke, and I don't think the front office did enough to actually build around that core that they had this season. It just wasn't enough.
Christian, and we got about a minute for your answer. Who's your MVP? I imagine you have a vote. Who's your MVP yeah. right now and why?
Oh, man, part of me wants to vote for Kevin Durant just because without him, the Nets would be probably somewhere near the Knicks in the standings right now. But I understand that he hasn't played enough games. So right. at this point, I'm leaning towards Joel Embiid just because of how dominant. I mean, when you talk about his game, you see some Shaq and you also see some Kobe just in the way he's able to maneuver in the post, shoot the three, take guys off the dribble. Never seen somebody like that. It's going to be tough. Jokic is playing incredible basketball. Ja Morant is having an incredible season. But if I had to pick one person right now, it'd probably be Joel Embiid. You could even go with DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan is playing out
well,
of his mind.
They've fallen off lately, though.
I mean, I don't know about
they. He was in it for a minute, but I'm with you right now. I got Embiid, but I'm going to be honest. You know who I got second right now? Giannis.
Who's that?
Like, people are sleeping on Giannis. I think we just have to start to take his greatness for granted.
You get exhausted by picking the same guy. Sometimes you can't do that.
When LeBron won all those MVPs and then everybody voted for Derrick Rose, it's like, okay, we've seen Giannis enough. And I'm not saying I'm not going to vote for Giannis just because he's Giannis.
But it happens. There's no doubt. Yeah, I mean, Jordan could have won more. LeBron could have won more. No doubt. It happened. So,
All
right, that's Christian Winfield, man. Great stuff. Keep up the great work, and we'll get you back on, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yep,
anytime.
Absolutely.
Keep up
the good work. Yep.
Peace. Could Colin Kaepernick's day finally be here? Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, you're tuned in to The iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob. This Colin, we brought up Colin Kaepernick a week or two ago. And I got to be honest, I brought it up thinking he's probably not going to get anything close to another shot, right, in the NFL. I think he should. I thought he should. But I really didn't think it would happen. But things seem to be, Rob, seem to be going in his direction in that regard. His trainer said that 5 NFL teams reached out to him. And this is recently. He said that earlier this week, David Robinson is his trainer. And then Kaepernick has had workouts with some NFL players, a couple guys from the Seattle Seahawks, in fact. And Pete Carroll said this, Rob, just earlier this week. We're watching him. He's been working out, doing a lot of good things, trying to get prepared for an opportunity here. Now, I don't know if that here means here in Seattle or if it was just kind of a figure of speech, right? He says it's amazing.
Or, right. Or he meant here, right, like in the
just,
NFL.
Yeah, you just right. say it. Right, right. He goes on to say, it's amazing that he stayed with it for all these years. It just shows you his resolve to try and prove that he can play. I agree with that. I think a lot of the effort that he's made to this point, that I don't know, that's kind of odd, but that's what he said. So we've called out, I don't want to say called out Pete Carroll, but he's been saying this stuff for a while now. Pete, what are you waiting for?
Make right? it happen. Pull right. the trigger. I mean, my God, already. What's the worst thing that
you
can happen?
You got Drew Locke.
You
Drew
invite Locke him to
is
camp?
Number one on your depth chart right,
right.
now. What are you waiting for?
You invite him and he can't play. You cut him. Okay,
right.
done.
Is that simple?
Or you get lucky, like yep. Jim Harbaugh did when he decided to go a different way with this kid, and all of a sudden he was going to three NFC championship games in a row. Chris, you remember?
Like absolutely.
And he
absolutely.
Went to a Super Bowl, and if the lights didn't go out, maybe they would have won it.
No, you're right, though. That is a possibility.
Remember, it changed everything. They were winning
yeah,
that
it
Super
did.
Bowl.
It did. But that's, look, Kaepernick's only 34. And to your point, Rob, no, we're not saying signing to a contract.
Right.
Take a look
at him.
He's working out with your receivers.
Kick the tires.
Like, what in the world are you waiting for? I'm sorry, I don't get it. Rob G, get in here. Because maybe you got a different perspective. Me and Rob are like, look, give the dude a try. What are we waiting for? Like,
Rob
what, do you,
G,
what are your thoughts
you're
on
anti-Colin, what's going on?
Rob, unlike you, I love black quarterbacks.
Okay.
That's right.
Wow. No, you know, it's gone past the point where you can say he's going to be a distraction because you don't have a quarterback to begin with.
Initially, it
yes.
would,
like
but
if you,
go away.
If you would,
right.
No, but if you would have said, hey, we didn't want, like with the Tim Tebow thing, they didn't want to bring him to certain teams because they knew right. they spent more time asking questions about him than anyone else. If you're Seattle, you don't have a quarterback
you
anyways.
You need a quarterback,
right,
no doubt.
Right.
You could bring him in for a tryout, sure, it'd be a story, but you have nothing to lose because it's not like you're worried about the confidence of your starting quarterback.
Right,
like
right.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, even if he did get on the team, I don't think your team's going to be good to begin with, so maybe that's a way you can sell tickets and still be 4-13 or whatever they're going to be next season. But like, there's no harm at this point if you're Seattle and bringing him in. Now, there's other teams I could see them having a built-in, quote-unquote, excuse. Seattle's
right.
not one of them.
I agree. Like, if you got if your starter is kind of on shaky ground, right, and you bring in Kaepernick, it could be a distraction because he's going to get so many questions. And then, even though Kaepernick's older, if your starter struggles, people might want to see Kaepernick play.
But
so it just becomes a whole
too,
big
though,
problem.
Chris. Is the territory Seattle liberal, like easy?
Right.
People aren't
absolutely.
Like, this is not you trying to force this guy in into the Midwest or, you know what I mean? Some situation
right.
where there's going to be pushback. Seattle's a
yep.
totally different town. And I don't think that they would be up in arms over Kaepernick. I don't.
I'm with you. I actually think, to be honest, I think he'd be very well received in Seattle. I think he'd be very well
received. As long
received
as he brings some coffee with him, you know what I mean? He'll be good to go. No? Seattle coffee?
I did have one question for you guys.
That's not on me, Rob. That's on Iowa State.
I do have a question.
You now, got it, what I was saying. Go
is,
ahead, Rob.
Is there something that – is there any validity to the idea that why is he having these open tryouts with guys now when he could have been doing this all – like, he has these guys' numbers if he wanted to have tryouts with these – with receivers. Like, it's not hard for him to call up Tyler Lockett, whoever he wants to call, and say, hey – let's get a workout together in. Like him working out just now with NFL players, what do you think about that?
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that, but I don't think, like, I honestly don't think Colin Kaepernick has any ulterior motives. I think his motives are pure. Like, he wants to play football.
He wants to play.
Right. I think Carroll made a good point. Like, for him to still be trying it 6 years later, like, that says a lot to
can
me.
Can I give you this, too? Tom Brady's still playing. He's 40, going to be 45. So he's 34. Why do you think he would think, I can't play? I haven't been bashed around the last 4 years. I'm young. I'm a young 34.
Right. And he's seeing what guys, some guys are out there. So there's no doubt he thinks he can still play. All right, Odd Couple, we got 1 hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.